hit the jackpot this time.
I gotta elevate.
Now let's talk swinging and a missing, right? Because you're going to miss a lot of swings. In fact, it's not your first VSL that crushes. Don't focus on the first VSL. It's the 40th VSL that's going to get knocked out of the park. So you're going to go through a lot of L's in this program. You're going to go through a lot of L's in advertising. Like, you probably already know that. That's not a guess, right? I don't expect to knock everything out of the park. I expect to get a few home run wins. In fact, I was on a call recently with one of the general partners of Andreessen Horowitz. And he told me that when even at Andreessen Horowitz's level, this biggest, one of the biggest investment firms on the planet, they only do 45 investments. Only like three of them are going to return the vast majority of the fund. There might be like five that do like 2 to 3x, and then the rest of them just all bomb. So this is the world that we're playing in, right? This is actually what you should expect. The more you pump out, the more likely you are hard to hit a banger. But you really got to focus on getting to the 40th variation of your video. Let me tell you another story. I have the pleasure of knowing a man named AJ Kubani. This is the most legendary infomercial creator of all time, the guy that did the infomercials with Billy Mays and all those guys. I met him because I was walking through Walmart and I was filming this aisle of e-commerce products like on Facebook, on Instagram, and I was like, hey, anybody who wants to make money on the internet, just rip off these products. These are great products and these guys have epic commercials on TV. You can just run. They've never actually figured out Facebook ads or YouTube ads. Anyway, I get a DM from somebody saying, hey man, take that fucking down. We're gonna sue you. I'm like, what? Apparently, it's AJ Kubani's son. His name is Jahan. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to sue you for telling people to rip off our products. Anyway, we had a mutual friend that enabled us to relax, but I ended up meeting these guys, and I remember sitting down with his dad over in Miami. He's got these two $18 million penthouses side to side in Miami, and at staying at the Edition, he walks up in this suit, pristine, sits down at the table, takes the little napkin, puts it on his lap perfectly. Everything's going perfect, slowly, like a fucking lion who just knows he kind of runs the world. I know he's getting destroyed on YouTube. I know he's never, ever cracked it. And I can just imagine him just bleeding money after money after money, just losing, 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 failure, 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 all endlessly kind of failures. And I'm talking to this guy, and this guy knows about failure more than anybody else. Like, the amount of stuff that he's bombed is unbelievable. And he's looking at me, and he's like, Peter, we've been massively successful at being the leaders of the infomercial space. We've been massively successful at being the leaders in the retail world. But you know what? When it comes to Facebook ads and YouTube ads, we've been so unsuccessful at being massively successful. And I'm just trying to figure out why. And I'm just thinking, what did you just say? What did you just say? You're getting destroyed, bro. What did you tell me? You say you're unsuccessful at being massively successful. Like, that was the words this guy was using. That's how he described how most people describe pain and failure. He's just saying, oh, this was unsuccessful at being massively successful, right? All he's focused on is being successful. And where focus goes, energy flows. I'll never forget that. Like, every time I have a campaign that bombs now, I go swing and a miss, or I go, wow, that was unsuccessful at being massively successful. It's supposed to be massively successful. That was the point of making it in the first place, to be monstrously successful. So tune into your own language. Think about the languaging that you're using. When you pivot to this kind of relaxed state, Tony Robbins teaches this very good with language. Instead of saying, I'm furious, some guys say, I'm peeved, and that causes them not to have a crazy emotional reaction. And your languaging controls a lot of the emotional state that you're in, and you have to have a relaxed, chill, it's all good emotional state to be chill and download the great ideas that are gonna be the next big ass swing that's gonna hit the home run for you. So, massively successful. Have you been unsuccessful at being massively successful? If so, it's all good. You're about to be massively successful. You're on a train to be massively successful. Let's keep ripping. See you guys in the next video.